Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I'm a little bit gruff, but we're going to gruff through it. We're going to get right through it. Truth and hard, cold facts. They seem to be lost and a forgotten commodity today. Real journalism is based on not believing in a cause, but seeking the truth in any and every story. Be it politics, murder, fraud cases, or a simple human interest story that gives us all warm fuzzies, especially this time of the year. Science is based not on a belief or in a cause or a phenomena, but in the disbelief or the wonder of how and why, and not accepting just what seems to be or is, but finding out the facts. Trying to disprove it, if nothing else, the truth behind the reason of and whatever the case or situation might be. There is a lot of discussion or arguments about truth in media today. Conservatives are known for being conservative. But in that, at least me, I'm a skeptic, and I think most conservatives are skeptics. I don't just accept what I'm being told. I need to know why. Recently, we had this outbreak, this scare regarding the Zika virus, mosquitoes being the carriers. When I was in grade school, there was very little heard or very little worry about head lice in the school. Now, it seems to be a yearly problem, ongoing, trying to educate the children now never to share hairbrushes or combs, don't wear another person's hat, and it goes on and on and on. Several months ago, I shared with you an article written by my late boss, Derry Brownfield. He wrote an article about DDT, and he remembered a story that one of his, he called them professors, in college told him about DDT. Of course, this wicked chemical is now banned, but the professor claimed that the DDT was mistakenly used by the cook in the military. Not one soldier got sick, not one soldier died, nothing happened at all. Except probably the food tasted nasty, he didn't really explain that one. But today's guests are not strangers to you. C.J. Hadley of Range Magazine and Dr. Michael Kaufman. When I started CSC Talk Radio nearly 6 years ago, it was because I believe without a doubt rural America is under attack. And you say, Beth Ann, what does that have to do with DDT, Zika, or the truth in media and science? Well, fake news and fake science is not, it's a new term these days. They're calling it fake news. But have no doubt, fake news is you being fed half-truths and or out-and-out lies. The purpose? To manipulate, to steal the land, the theft of private property, the death of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. It's always about money. Turning your money, your wealth, your property into theirs. Well, we welcome C.J. Hadley and Dr. Kaufman. Both are longtime fighters in the trenches for truth and liberty. C.J., welcome back to CSC Talk Radio today.
Lovely to hear you, Beth. I think you, Dr. Kaufman, and I all have terrible coughs, so hopefully we'll get through this together.
I hope we will. Dr. Kaufman, welcome back. It's been a long time, sir.
Yes, it has been, but I'm glad to be back.
Well, I'm glad to have you back, and it's good to hear your voice. Yeah, I think whatever's going around, we must have caught it on the phone, because CJ had it when she was talking to me, and now I've got it. I'm not too sick, just a little gruff sound, and I have my manly voice on. CJ, you gave me some articles to read over, and I did my homework, and I was reading this article, The Suicide of the West. We're just going to get to this, Chase, because I think it's so important that my listeners know and understand the propaganda and the lies that they are constantly being fed and how far back this really goes, probably farther back than what we're going to start at today. But you gave me an article called The Suicide of the West by an Alton Chase, and he was talking about a book that was entitled, or his, I guess it's still out there, Silent Spring, that was it was published back in 1962. And I know you said you handed this same article over to Dr. Kaufman. And I wanted to talk about this woman that wrote that book. And her name is, I've lost it, it's Carson.
Rachel Carson.
Carson.
Yes.
And Rachel, that's not that tough a word name, but I want to talk about the book and how she came across her not-so-factual facts and what happened in that day and time that now we suffer for. So, and we know that it caused, well, I just want to get started with that. And I, CJ, you sent me the article, so let me start with you.
Rachel Carson was actually, at the time she started this book, a writer for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. And even though she had a background in biology, she was a lover of the sea and had written a couple of really excellent books on the ocean and the sea. But what happened is she decided to become a zealot. And as Alston Chase quotes in this story, he says, quote, "With one fell swoop, Carson had converted the country to radical environmentalism. Combining ancient mythology with religious pantheism, she ignited a movement that could not be stopped." What this is was the birth of radical environmentalism. And even though Alston Chase says she was a very sincere and believable woman, she didn't have her scientific facts right. So another quote from Alston in here, it says, quote, "Rather than writing a scientific book, Carson, however well-meaning, had created the template for a decidedly unscientific genre, the environmental scare book. As a literary form, it would feature exaggerations, half-truths, attacks on the motivations of doubters, and dire predictions based on little or no evidence or shaky citations. For the aim of such scare books was not to engage in scientific debate. It would be rather to prevail in the court of public opinion before the results of genuine science might disprove it by presenting simple arguments easily hyped by media to scare the public silly and by this to provoke governments to take premature action." And from that book in 1962, came, you know, this fervor to ban DDT, which is what she went after, chemicals, fertilizers, things that were helping agriculture, and apparently only about 5% of the nation is actually treated with pesticide. But they abolished, finally, because of this Silent Spring book, they abolished DDT in the United States, I believe, in 1972, and in much of the rest of the world. And since that time, the killer of mosquitoes, which is chemical, like DDT, has been the cause of many, many millions of deaths around the world because of this one woman's book and a fervor that was, you know, everything was exaggerated after it. And from that, at the beginning of the 70s, we come in with all these environmental acts that have affected us all mightily since. The Clean Air Act, the Clean Water Act, the Endangered Species Act. All of these things connect, and it's absolutely destroying America. And I have a story in the next issue of Range by Dan Daggett. He used to be one of Sierra Club's environmental 100 environmental heroes. And he said in his story, EcoProfits, American environmental activist groups are a $13 billion a year industry. And that's what has come from Silent Spring, and it's damaging us all.
Oh, absolutely. And Dr. Kaufman, we're going into a break. I'm going to wait to open the phone lines until we've discussed this a little bit further. We have a great deal of information. I have a great deal of information in front of me and two really good people that are helping me. You're listening to CST Talk Radio, and CJ and Dr. Kaufman and Beth Ann, we're all going to be right back. Winter and holidays are upon us. The seasons change, but Tupperware savings stay the same. Tupperware for gifts, Tupperware for sharing and carrying your food to a party or gatherings of friends as you beat those winter blahs. Did you ever consider a Tupperware container as your gift box? Put your favorite party snack inside and wrap it up with a bow and go. Tupperware is no stranger at parties. Cook it, share it, serve it, store it up for later. The seasons change. Are you cooking up a pot of soup? Freeze half the batch and have an easy meal on a lazy winter day. My friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Seasons change, but Tupperware's high-quality lifetime guarantee stays the same. Storing, transporting, gifts, saving money, saving time, or a career opportunity you control. Beth will help you gift, go, save, and start a career. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Known for his science fiction, L. Ron Hubbard actually grew up around old frontiersmen and cowboys. With Western roots, Hubbard loved the West and understood the spirit of the American cowboy. Family stories of Western tradition, good guys fighting the bad guys. Will the good guys win? Books or their outstanding audio series produced by Galaxy Press in the fashion of the old-time radio, only better, complete with actors and sound effects that will transport you back to the West in that story and time. Perfect stocking stuffers. Stories like Branded Outlaw, Cattle King for a Day, Under the Die Hard Brand, Death Awaits at Sundown, and Devil's Manhunt, and many more. Christmas is rapidly approaching. These Western series, books, and audios are perfect gifts. In the stocking or lassoed up in brown paper and tied with a cowboy knot. Take your family west this Christmas. Cowboy up and get shopping. GalaxyPress.com. Bring America back home on the range to our Western heritage. GalaxyPress.com. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. I started to say you listen to CJ Hadley, which you are. We're going to have her back on here real quick. She's with us, and we have Dr. Kaufman with us. Dr. Kaufman, I wanted to have your opinion on this suicide of the West and her silent spring. I mentioned to my producer as we were going to the break, I said it's pretty much silent spring here today because we are in the negatives and it's cold outside.
Oh, boy.
There is no spring. It is cold outside. But I remember you from Derry Brownfield, and one of the first things I remember was you were on the air regarding the lower biosphere map that you created, and it is about the taking of our land and the manipulations, and all of these things work together, these crazy environmentalists that go radical on us. And, you know, while there are some that I think really believe what they're doing, most of them, I think, are manipulating for the money and for the land. And I could be wrong, but I'm a skeptic, so I'm going to get your opinion on this silent spring.
Well, on the silent spring part, it is really amazing. Bruce Ames, who wrote the article, took me back to my youth when this all happened. It kind of shows my age. But nonetheless, what is really happening then is happening again now with climate change and other major ecological crises that are supposed to destroy the Earth unless we stop them in some way by giving up our wealth and so forth. This particular article is one of the best summaries I have ever seen of how the environmental movement started. And it is accurate, because I remember it. I was there. And it is unbelievable how the masters of this whole effort of environmentalism have convinced this nation that we need to have all these draconian regulations to save the earth. Now, regulations are necessary. I'm not saying we shouldn't have regulations, but most of the environmental regulations that we have right now are not needed. Yes, they may have an effect on the environment, but they're minimal and they will not hurt the ecosystems and so forth as claimed by these environmentalists. Most of the science that goes into this, especially within the EPA, is pseudoscience. What that means is basically they have an objective in mind that they want to achieve. They design the research to promote that particular issue so that it comes out that we have a disaster on our hands. It's not the true scientific method of having no preconceived ideas and setting up a dual system of checks and balances and so forth in the research that they do. If they even go that far, most of the EPA stuff that we have seen with automobile exhaust regulations and so forth had no research at all. I mean, it was just really pulled out of thin air. And we are being, as CJ said, we are suffering as a nation because of what this lady back in the late 1950s and early 1960s started with her book.
You know, Derry used to talk about the DDT, and I mentioned in my monologue that we didn't worry about the head lice so much when I was a kid, but when my kids, I was fortunate, my children never got it, but I have some family members and some neighbors and such who's dead, and it was a disaster in the house. I mean, it was very stressful what you have to go through to get rid of the head lice, and a simple DDT would have taken care of that. It also would take care of the mosquitoes that it seems like every other year we have some kind of a crisis that these mosquitoes are sharing with all of us, and you know, it just goes on and on and on. So, you know, while there might be some regulations that we need, they are willing to play with the lives and to eliminate things that are good, and here we come up with the consequences that I want to believe are unintended. And we've just seen so much of the regulations and the manipulations, and we're going to get into your article here pretty shortly about the climate racketeering, which was really good, Dr. Kaufman. And, you know, CJ, you see it out there in the West where you are, and, you know, it doesn't seem to matter what it is. These regulations, these manipulations, these things that they keep perpetrating against the people, they harm the land more than they help the land. They harm the people more than they help the people. And yet we can't seem to get the lies stopped and get the truth out. I know you try. I know you get it out there. We need more people to subscribe to Range. But
well, I was pretty naive and rather an idiot and a leftist voter who was green as hell when I came out of New York in 72 and came to Nevada. But I had a revelation. And what I've learned out here is the couple of federal agencies, the Bureau of Land Management and the U.S. Forest Service, started putting in regulations that were not passed by law, but it was their manipulation of the law to do as Dr. Kaufman said. is to make something happen that really didn't need to happen. And what they've done in the West to the cowboys and sheep herders, my friends, is that they decided to do monitoring plots, remove the cattle when it looked like there was hardly any forage, and put fences up, and they had this site, and they were supposed to look at it every year and see what happened with and without cattle. Well, they haven't monitored the monitoring sites for 40 years, and what's happening is the monitoring sites are now bare dirt, and we've had many stories in Range, particularly by Dan Daggett in the Southwest, who's been blowing the whistle on these things. Now, what the BLM has done in Nevada in the last year or two is they've got, this is not that recent actually, but they now talk about stubble height, the height of a piece of grass, a blade of grass. And so where cattle, like say 3,000 head of cattle were grazing in 500,000 or even up to 3 million acres, and they would wander up the mountain as it greened up and came down the mountain as it started to snow, and everything made perfect sense, nature sense anyway. And but they would now come out and monitor one riparian zone, which could be a creek or a little tiny spring on a mountain, and they would say, well, the cows cannot be on this riparian area if the stubble height gets to 4 inches. Now, the plant is probably healthier if it's grazed to 2 inches, but that's scientific. That's proven, and that's not what they want to hear. So they move all the cattle off. Now, there are no fences in that 3 million acres, so what they're telling the cowboys to do now is hire riders to push the cattle in an unnatural way and move them around constantly, which is probably a couple more salaries to a rancher that's making 2% net anyway and cannot afford a cowboy to do that. So they're putting him out of business with this awful overregulation, ridiculous, unscientific nonsense, which is destroying not only the ranchers and their families, but rural communities and the money that goes into the state and federal coffers. It's completely backwards. And it's a crime, actually. And the credentials of people like Dr. Kopman and Alston Chase are phenomenal. They're scholars. Their research is impeccable. They question constantly. They have sources everywhere. And they just tell you the truth so that you can make up your mind. But the rabid environmentalists are in bed with the politicians in Washington, D.C. You can always get votes by saying you're a green politician. You care about water. You care about air. Of course they do. We all do. But they're destroying a lot of the best parts of the nation at exactly the same time they're getting votes. It's horrible. I think it's a dangerous place we are.
Well, they're bullies, and when they start pushing you around like that, there's no doubt in my mind that these liberal progressives and these environmentalist radicals, they are bullies, and they are going to have their way no matter what they have to do to get it or who they have to hurt in the wake of that. And like I said, I believe some of them, and Dr. Kopman, you can tell me if I'm wrong, some of them might really believe their stuff, but I believe a lot of it's all about money. It's all about profit. It's all about the taking of the land. And am I wrong on that?
I'd only modify it slightly by saying that many of the rank and file that you see out in the streets and so forth, they believe it. It's the leadership of the environmental groups, the leadership of the political groups and so forth that are really out for either more money or more power, one or the other, probably both. And as a consequence, they're willing to basically say anything. And that's what's happening now with global warming. They basically make up these kinds of things out of thin air and claim them as a scientific certainty when, in fact, there is no science at all to back them up.
Well, and you know, I'm, of course, you know me, I just flippantly say things sometimes, but it has, at least in the articles that I have read in recent days and in years past, it always seems like the scientists that come up with the data that supports it are the ones that are receiving government money.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones who aren't are the ones who are actually doing the science. And science is about not believing and trying to prove things. It's not about saying, oh, yeah, and prove it that it is. They're trying to prove that it isn't. And, you know, we're going into a break. But most of the things that they have predicted have not happened.
Absolutely.
And that's troublesome that we should sit and believe that. We're going into a break. I'm going to open up the phone lines. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. Let's talk about that climate racketeering. And we will be, CJ and Michael Kopman and Beth Ann will be right back.
Is the right to keep and bear arms a divine right? Should Christians surrender their firearms if the law requires? Does the New Testament require Christians to always be nonviolent, to keep or not to keep? Why Christians should not give up their guns? Timothy Baldwin, along with his dad, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, have authored this book to help you understand or simply secure what you already know about Christians and our Second Amendment. This book is available for you now. $17 includes shipping and handling. On the
the heels of each national tragedy, schools and other places have become gun-free zones. Many in government are attempting to disarm Americans. To keep or not to keep will equip you with the scriptural knowledge needed to make a wise decision about the defense of your family, community, and country. Order today. Send $17 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Winter and holidays are upon us. The seasons change, but Tupperware savings stay the same. Tupperware for gifts, Tupperware for sharing and carrying your food to a party or gatherings of friends as you beat those winter blahs. Did you ever consider a Tupperware container as your gift box? Put your favorite party snack inside and wrap it up with a bow and go. Tupperware is no stranger at parties. Cook it, share it, serve it, store it up for later. The seasons change. Are you cooking up a pot of soup? Freeze half the batch and have an easy meal on a lazy winter day. My friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Seasons change, but Tupperware's high-quality lifetime guarantee stays the same. Storing, transporting, gifts, saving money, saving time, or a career opportunity you control. Beth will help you gift, go, save, and start a career. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
Turn. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're talking about, well, I've titled it, The Truth, the Lies, and the Manipulation, particularly with the environmentalists is what we're discussing, and this climate change, which was, when I was a kid, I'm telling my age, when I was a kid, they were always trying to scare us with the global cooling. Then they decided it was global warming, and now none of us are buying it, so they're just calling it climate change. The biblical times, and Dr. Kaufman, I know you know this, and CJ too, that when a prophet prophesied things that didn't happen, he didn't live very long after that. And here we have seen all these scare tactics, and nothing, basically nothing they have predicted has happened. And they keep changing the language to keep people in it, and most of us are starting to not buy it. And so now they want to make that a crime. And I'm going to turn that over to Dr. Kaufman.
Well, there's no question that most of the science used to support the environmental claims is, excuse me, what I call junk science. It basically is science that has no real rigid controls on how they have arrived at their conclusions. And so the design, as I said before, the experimental design to produce the answer that they want, if in fact they do that at all. They're getting to the point now of global warming where they don't even attempt to try to convince you of the science and so forth. They just make the claim that 93% of the scientific community agrees with them, which is false. Utterly and absolutely false. That particular experiment, there's been two of them, that they make this claim from, basically is so construed that when you really get down to it, it's only about 3 or 4% of those articles that these people reviewed and so forth to come up with the 93%, but only 3 or 4% actually said that. And they make this extension to include the whole scientific community. And yet, and this has been published, it's well known, it's been totally debunked, and yet you still hear it on the evening news and that sort of thing, that 93% of the American or the scientific community agrees that man is causing global warming. It's just ludicrous. It is absolutely ludicrous. And the same thing happened back in 1972 when they banned DDT. There was an avalanche of science that came out to show that DDT was harmless, that it did what it's supposed to do, did not cause human problems and so forth, and did not destroy wildlife and that type of thing. And yet, that didn't matter. Why? Because their message is rooted in emotion. They come out with these horrible, horrible scare stories that if we don't do this, the earth is certainly going to fry in the case of global warming. Going to fry, and us along with it. And that gets the people's attention, and they sign on to this stuff, or they at least believe it, and allow these legislative acts to happen and so forth that are so utterly destructive. I mean, they're utterly destructive. If the cap-and-trade law had gone into effect back in, I think, 2013 or 14, whatever, we would be set up with a situation where the environmentalists of this nation would be controlling our industry through the EPA. Now, understand that the EPA is merely an extension of the National Resources Defense Council. Basically, all of the people within the EPA were once employed by the National Environmental Defense Council. And as a consequence, what we're seeing here is really a major, major political effort. It has nothing to do with science, absolutely nothing to do with science, to control our economy. And one of the things that happened this recently, was this past year, was that most of the Democratic attorney generals of this country got together and decided they were going to sue ExxonMobil and other conservative organizations for lying to the American people that we're not having, in other words, ExxonMobil is saying that we're not having all these major problems, and as a consequence, they would be put out of, probably not put out of business, but nonetheless, face these enormous legal costs that would drain their coffers, especially the conservative think tanks. They don't have a lot of resources to draw upon, and once they start getting sued, it's just a matter of time before they have to close their doors because they can't continue the litigation. And these 19 Democratic or 18 Democratic attorney generals set out to basically accomplish this goal and find these people guilty. And they were using what's called the Martins Act. It was started with New York's attorney general, Eric Schneiderman. And as a consequence, what he was using his Martin Act for, Martin Act under specific conditions, allowed you to demand records and so forth of an organization without having a court order. And so they were going after ExxonMobil, they're going after different conservative think tanks and so forth, that really, without any court order, without any evidence whatsoever to suggest that they were actually complicit in a RICO action, and as a consequence, they would eventually drain these people until they finally gave up. And it was only because of a huge backlash that happened last year to this effort. What was actually happening is that they were denying the constitutional First Amendment rights, free speech and so forth, as well as private property rights in Amendment 5, not Amendment 5, but...
4.
Yeah, and 4, correct. And as a consequence, they begin to see that if they don't win, they're going to lose, and they're the ones that were going to go to jail, not the conservative think tank heads or the ExxonMobil and so forth. It was going to be them. And they slowly dropped out after they realized that they were in really violation of the Constitution and were wide open to these kinds of charges. So it eventually petered out. But the thing that really concerns, I think, everyone is the fact that these attorney generals were willing to deny people the right of free speech and so forth without even thinking about it twice. I mean, this is really bad news. We didn't even see this in Nazi Germany way back in the 1930s, at least not initially. And as a consequence, we're really looking at a situation now where these progressive Democrats are so ideologically bound by their ideas that they're willing to destroy your rights just to get what they think is right.
Well, and you know, CJ, you kind of, and you've said before on the air that you were one of those that bought into some of those lies at the very beginning until you moved out there into Nevada and saw what was actually happening. Well, we've all had some kind of a liberty wake-up call, and I had mine. Waco was my wake-up call, and I realized what was happening and going on. And these environmentalists and these federal agencies, the bureaucracy departments, I call them, that... manipulate and fine and license and try to get people off the land and do away with private property, they will take any kind of steps to take care of that. We have seen the lies. We've seen it on the land. That's why we have all these wildfires. That's all born out of a lie of environmentalists, and they want to take care of the land better than the ones who are on the land, and we know that that's not possible. CJ, you have seen that happening.
I have a website, rangemagazine.com, and you can find a lot of Dr. Kaufman's special reports on that, and also Alston Chase's Rachel Carson Revisited. But just let me tell you two or three tiny quotes from Climate Racketeering by Mike. Quote, to these progressive scientists, politicians, and reporters, reality means nothing. Another one, make up any data you want and change the real-world data to agree with it. Has NASA gone insane? This also connects to NASA. It's staggering. In a sidebar he wrote for the same section in the current issue, it's called Raw Deception, Continuation of the Global Warming Fraud. Quote, the hard empirical evidence for man-caused warming is almost non-existent.
Okay.
And yet,
we're headed
billions
into,
of dollars are going to be taken to protect us.
We're headed into a break. 877-895-5410, and we will all three be right back. Known for his science fiction, L. Ron Hubbard actually grew up around old frontiersmen and cowboys with Western roots. Hubbard loved the West and understood the spirit of the American cowboy. Family stories of Western tradition, good guys fighting the bad guys. Will the good guys win? Books or their outstanding audio series produced by Galaxy Press in the fashion of the old-time radio, only better, complete with actors and sound effects that will transport you back to the West in that story and time. Perfect stocking stuffers. Stories like Branded Outlaw, Cattle King for a Day, Under the Die Hard Brand, Death Awaits at Sundown, and Devil's Manhunt, and many more. Christmas is rapidly approaching. These Western series books and audios are perfect gifts in the stocking or lassoed up in brown paper and tied with a cowboy knot. Take your family west this Christmas. Cowboy up and get shopping. GalaxyPress.com. Bring America back home on the range to our Western heritage. GalaxyPress.com.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com. As the holidays and winter approaches, we'll spend more and more time inside. Reading is a great winter pastime. Galaxy Press brings to you A Saga of the Year 3000, Battlefield Earth by L. Ron Hubbard. With all the reality we've dealt with in the last several months, let's leave the realm and enter the world of imagination and science fiction. Battlefield Earth has it all. Suspense, pathos, politics, war, humor, diplomacy, and intergalactical finance. Purchase for yourself or as a gift. Add to your family library. Wait, there's more. Make it a family time. Pop in the audio CDs. The family will listen to the story told with real actors and sound effects. Get the popcorn ready and take the family far away while staying at home. Order the book. Order the audio set. Go to battlefieldearth.com. Before Star Wars, there was Battlefield Earth. In the year 3000, mankind fighting extinction. War came to Earth. battlefieldearth.com. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I had to really quickly go into a break there, and I apologize for that, CJ. You were kind of in the middle of something, and let's get back to that.
Well, the thing is, we're all paying immensely heavy dues thanks to Rachel Carson, her book Silent Spring, that was written 54 years ago, that Al Gore called, quote, an environmental classic. Now, things have turned badly since that time because of zealots, lack of science, greed, and all kinds of other very ugly characteristics. But you can't get better than the scholars that Range uses in our magazine. That's Alston Chase, but it's mostly Dr. Mike Kaufman. They've written books that are staggering. They're available everywhere. You can read this alternate view, which I believe is the right one. And so hopefully you can go to rangemagazine.com and read a lot of Mike's stories, but you can also maybe get a subscription to Range, 5 issues for $15 instead of 4 for $19.95. And I think you'll learn things that I wish I'd known when I was in New York in the 60s.
Well, we all have a wake-up call, so it's the important part is you got the wake-up call. And you know something that I kind of watch for is the when things don't really click, and they may say one thing and then they do another. And in this article, The Suicide of the West and Explaining Silent Spring, one of the things in there that they accused of saying might happen, would happen, did happen, all of it, you know, it may be a classic, but there are some fictions that are classic. So we'll kind of call it a fiction book. But here with them, they were talking about creating mutants with this poison, you know, the DDT. Yes. And here when we were fighting Zika, or talking all about Zika, what were they doing instead of killing the mosquitoes? They were making mutants. They were messing with the DNA of the mosquito. And I thought, well, there you go. How much more do you think it costs to change the DNA of a mosquito than it did to just spray them with a little DDT, Mike?
Yeah, it is amazing when you look at it from that particular perspective. It would be much more effective, much faster, and so forth. They would be able to wipe out the mosquito population in one day, over a period of 4 or 5, 6 weeks.
Absolutely. And then it just depends on whether the mosquito wasn't supposed to live long, wasn't going to be able to create more mosquitoes.
Right.
And, but here they're going in there and they're changing the DNA of a mosquito. And I don't, for the life of me, understand the purpose of mosquitoes, but God made everything with a purpose. And I guess mosquitoes have a purpose as well, but I haven't figured that one out just yet. But
right.
Here they're manipulating that when they were warning us with the DDT of the mutants. I just found it, of course, I always look for the absurd, and I found that pretty much absurd.
Yeah.
The extraordinary thing about Rachel Carson is one of her mentors, one of the people she learned from, was Herman Muller, who used to work for Stalin. He was a geneticist, and he said that he was in the Soviet Union, he supervised a large genetics laboratory for the purpose of taking, quote, conscious control of human biological evolution, unquote, to create a new race of socialist supermen.
Mm.
But in the end, he fell out with Stalin and had to run for his life and came back to the United States. And he was teaching, I think it was in Texas, maybe Mike knows. But anyway, Rachel Carson got a lot of her alleged facts thanks to this communist, Herman Muller.
Absolutely. And, I believe that these universities that have bought into these lies, that are teaching these lies, preaching these lies, giving tests on these lies, and the students have to buy these lies to pass and get their diplomas, they're the ones that are taking all this money from the feds, that are yelling at us and screaming at us and say they're going to fine us, imprison us, take care of us if we don't believe the way they believe. If we are, what do they call them, deniers?
Yeah.
And I find that definitely it goes against our Bill of Rights. It goes against our constitutional rights, and it infringes upon definitely the First Amendment and for sure the Fourth Amendment. And maybe I should read those just so people understand. I've read the First Amendment so many times, but let's jump down to the Fourth Amendment. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, nor warrants shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath of affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched on the persons or things to be seized. And of course, this was before the day and age of emails and Twitter and all that good stuff, but here they were trying to take, in the article that you wrote then, and explaining the racketeering, they were going to go after Exxon's emails to everyone. And I found that to be quite an infringement.
Very much so. I mean, it was a complete denial of their Fourth Amendment rights and First Amendment of free speech, and all, it goes down the list. And they were more than willing to do this because they wanted to destroy anyone who basically believed that man was not causing, or was only a minor component of global warming. And really, as I said in the article, there is really no evidence, the scientific empirical evidence, to suggest that man is causing global warming. There's none. It's a zero. And as a consequence, what we're seeing here is a whole fabrication. You have a major storm up the East Coast or something. That's got to be due to global warming. Well, it has nothing to do with global warming. We have, a very warm February and March of this year, and they claim that's got due to global warming. It's not. It's due to El Nino, which is totally separate from global warming. In fact, there's no connection whatsoever. And I go into that in the other Raw Deception article on the same issue. It's just one thing after another that is just totally, blatantly wrong.
Well, they're going after the people. There's no doubt about it. They're going after the people. They're going after the land. And you don't have any right to your ideas, your beliefs, your First Amendment, your Fourth Amendment are going to be infringed upon. Of course, that's why they want to take your Second Amendment away, because they know you're going to figure this all out and get upset about it. And, you know, not that I'm promoting everybody get their guns up, but I'm just saying they know what they're doing. The majority of these people know exactly what they're doing to the American people, to we the people. And that was a big part of what happened in this election. People were fed up. They're fed up with the Democrats. They're fed up with the Republicans. They're fed up with this bureaucracy that's dictating and being tyrannical against the people, taking of the land, imprisoning good people for no reason at all other than trumped up charges. And it's just getting to be beyond belief. And I am going to encourage you once again, listeners, this is the time. You cannot say, well, we've changed the election, we're done. You have to stay vigilant. You have to stay informed. And the best way to do that is through people like Dr. Michael Kaufman and C.J. Hadley's Range Magazine. Just go to rangemagazine.com. CJ, this is the fastest hour of the day. I wanted to get back to you, but we are out of time. I do apologize for that. I want to wish both of you a very Merry Christmas. And I hope you get over your little colds like I'm fighting. It's like we've just shared them here on the air. I appreciate both of you. CJ, thank you so much for all that you do. Dr. Kaufman, it's good to hear from you again. I am constantly praying for you, and thank you for all that you do. You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio. Lots of information to take in. If you want these articles, go to rangemagazine.com. CJ has them there for you as we come together to bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.